Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on August 28th, 2014. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014. Yay! Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Or visit us on our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Very well, and we're talking about one of my favorite subjects, local business, small business. I love that topic.
You might enjoy that even more than food.
Sometimes I have forgotten to eat when I was really engaged with a client or in a project, so I maybe once in a while I do forget about food. But not today. I have a nice cool drink in my hand, and I want to talk about local, shoplocal.us. And who's our guest today?
Our guests this morning are Heidi Butzin and Christy Langley. Heidi is a best-selling author, entrepreneur, wine aficionado, and shop local maven. Her most recent book is Shop Local, a practical pain-free guide to shopping with purpose, is part of her personal mission to get more people to support local businesses everywhere and strengthen the communities where they work and live. She is the founder of ShopLocal.us and Certified Locally Owned and creator of Wineapolis Citizens Guide Wine Travel Book Series. Heidi earned her executive MBA from UCLA and her bachelor's degree from Cal State University, Dominguez Hills. She's a Southern California native who lives in Redondo Beach where she grows Zinfandel grapes, dabbles in photography, painting, and garagiste winemaking in her spare time. I never get that word right. Christy Langless is the owner of Baby Cakes Baking Company in Torrance. Her love for baking started in childhood and eventually resulted in the opening of her bakery in 2007. As a self-taught baker, Christy finds that she is influenced mostly by traditional Southern dessert flavors, but her wicked sweet tooth means there's a wide variety in her cupcake menu. Christy's specialty is big, bold flavors and creamy, not-too-sweet frostings. This, combined with her warm personality, has created a local customer base that she truly treasures. Christy takes full advantage of every opportunity she is given to connect with her community. She was a participant in Leadership Torrance 2013 and was then elected as co-director of Leadership Torrance 2014. Baby Cakes Cupcakes are a familiar sight at many fundraising events throughout the year, including Sunday by the Sea. She has created numerous partnerships with schools and service organizations across the South Bay. Most notably, she created the Baking Club with Chadwick School and ADIA in-home healthcare, which brings students of various ages into the bakery where they learn from scratch to make and bake cookies, which are then boxed up with personalized cards to homebound senior citizens delivered to ADIA, who then distributes these sweets to their very grateful clients. Now, Shop Local has just announced the kickoff of their second annual Small Indie Business Grant Program. Heidi is going to tell us how that works exactly, while Christy, being one of the winners of last year's grant award, will explain how it helped to move her business forward. Heidi, Christy, welcome to the show. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you, Jackie.
Wow. This is such a key collection of people shopping local, building healthy, wealthy, and vibrant communities. It's something that really has consumed a lot of my time and life in the last few months, and I hope for the rest of my life it's going to be something that you started, Heidi. So I want to go first to you. We first met you about a year ago, year and a half ago. We talked about shoplocal.us. Tell us what shoplocal.us is.
Sure. And I'm happy to hear that you're making it part of your life.
Yes.
And with the holiday months coming up very soon, I'm sure it will be even more part of your life in the future. So shoplocal.us was really started based on my passion for helping small businesses and really supporting our communities. I mean, as a small business owner myself and having run a business for 12 years and did the corporate route for a while, I just realized that, you know, it really is the small, local, independently owned businesses that create the uniqueness in our communities. It gives us choices and options, and you get that better level of customer service versus going into, say, some of the bigger stores. And I really wanted to make that message you know, very loud and clear to my community, but also create a platform nationally that other people who are passionate like yourself and all of us on this call about local businesses to also promote, you know, the people in their neighborhood, so the businesses and their neighbors that own a small company, to use our platform to get more visibility. So I like to call what Shop Local does for a small business grassroots publicity. But for the consumer, it really is a place to go to. It's a website listing, it's Facebook, it's a lot of engagement socially as well as through our mobile app to help people find their local businesses. So it really is an awareness-raising campaign as well as a way for businesses to boost their visibility.
Shopping local, it's something that many, many people have heard of. Of course, the series from ABC News, Made in America, I think they're 3 years old now. I just saw a report on the show that they're about 3 years old. Tell us a little more about, you know, 70% of new job growth happens in small business. 70%.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about the numbers. People may not be familiar with how impactful small business is. They think the Chryslers and the Fords and the Bank of Americas really employ people, but it's not true.
Yeah, well, that is true. The small businesses are the biggest employer across the nation. And, you know, I think it's important to keep in mind that while, let's say, a huge corporation may employ volumes of people, it doesn't necessarily have the same economic benefit or impact as, you know, some of our smaller businesses do. So I think that people who work for a corporation may become a little more transient. I think that people who are in their local community working for a locally based company, they're more vested in their community, and they're engaging and spending money at other local businesses in their community. So there have been studies that have shown that the small business really does add to what they call the multiplier effect, which means that there's direct and indirect economic benefits to really supporting the small businesses and based on the employees that they hire. They're recirculating money in the community, and that's really, I think, for Shop Local, that's sort of the crux of it all is, you know, it feels good to support your neighbors, it feels good to get better service, you know, and to have the options available so you're not buying from the same big box store and everybody has the same, you know, Nikes or shoes or whatever. I like to be individual. I like to pick up something unique at one of the local shops in Redondo, in the Village, or in Manhattan Beach or Hermosa. And, you know, I think that's really important. So, you know, the numbers do play out, and the numbers show that they're reinvesting more. And think about it. If you're locally based and you're not sending any part of your profits outside your, you know, corporate headquarters in another city or state. So it really is about keeping those dollars local.
I got to tell you something. I got to jump in here real quick. So a couple of weeks ago, I posted a very innocent question on Facebook. I wanted to get people's opinion on serrated steak knives compared to sharp edge steak knives. And I started a storm.
Oh,
apparently,
my gosh.
People are very opinionated on their steak knives. And so after days of people just saying, people were, never use this. No, you only use serrated for bread. Y'all did it. I mean, I was like, wow. I went down to see Doug down at the Catalina Cooking Store, and he explained everything to me. And so now he is, I'm waiting for my new steak knives to come in.
So she's a knife aficionado.
Well, not yet, but by the time this is done, I will be. But the point is, I couldn't go to Target or Walmart and get the type of information I'm getting from my local place, who,
right,
you know, a guy that owns his own business, you know, and he knows all about it.
Right.
And all those people on Facebook with their absolutes, yeah, I'm staying away from that.
I just had an experience like that recently with a tire repair. There's all the standard places, the nationally recognized and advertised places you can go to. Asked my neighbor, who happens to be a car mechanic. He directed me to a place just a mile or two away, and he said they'll take care of you. They'll repair the puncture in your tire. I had a nail in my wife's tire for $10. Took 15 minutes.
Wow.
Pep Boys, I'll mention them by name, wanted me to wait for 2 hours.
What?
Yeah. I went to Pep Boys. It was Saturday morning. They were busy. 2 hours. But no thanks. And
it goes back to what you were saying too, Jackie, and your experience, Joe. I mean, they take the extra time to give that great service, and maybe it doesn't cost as much. Sometimes they throw in a freebie just because, you know, they want to earn your business, and they know you're a neighbor. And who doesn't know their products better than the person who's procuring the product that they want to feature in their store, at their business? So, you know, that's great. I love these stories. I love to hear them.
Now, one thing I want to talk about is baking. I love baked goods of all kinds. Christy, give us an idea of how and why you started Baby Cakes, when you started it, and some of the challenges that you had when you were starting Baby Cakes Baking Company in Torrance.
Wow, that's a big question so early in the morning. Well, growing up, my parents always talked about being an entrepreneur, having our own business. I'm one of four sisters, and that was just a common theme that always stuck out for me, that, you know, my parents said, this is the way to make it in life. Start it for yourself. Be your own boss. So that seed was planted very early on. As a child, as a teenager, I baked all the time. I loved baking for school functions, for the sporting teams. It just was fun for me. It was relaxing. It was a creative outlet. And then as I got older, it really kicked in. And sometime in my very early 30s, I decided to just go for it. This was kind of at the time when bakeries were really starting to see a resurgence in America, where it was younger people that were starting being interested in scratch baking. And they were just starting to pop up a little bit here and there right before that huge wave came.
Cupcake Wars.
Cupcake Wars, and, you know, all of the bigger, well-known national chains. And I thought, you know, this is something that I'm really good at. I'm really good at baking. And I thought that I had a really good, solid business plan. And so I just worked really hard to get the funding and went for it.
Okay. So that's the key for a lot of businesses is funding. Many people have ideas. Of course, food is a key business that is, you know, very local and works locally and often can be very, very successful for a small business person. But there's, you know, every kind of other service, personal services, cleaning services, and so forth. You got the funding. You're in business. Now, some of the challenges that you faced and why and how you found Heidi and Shop Local.
Well, initially, when I first opened, I didn't realize how important it was to be connected to the community. I was so involved and overwhelmed with the day-to-day operations of running the bakery that I was here all the time, not getting out, not talking to people, except for my customers who were coming in and great, and I was creating those relationships. But really, to make a huge impact on the community, to really become one of those places that everybody knows about, I needed to get out and start making connections outside of the four walls of my bakery. And through gaining that knowledge with some other people in the community, just sort of taking me, hey, come to this Chamber of Commerce event, come to this mixer, you know, come, just bring your things to this event. Eventually I started making more and more connections and met Heidi.
Now, it is very easy to find you. I just went to Google, typed in Baby Cakes, and up popped Baby Cakes Baking Company. Fresh Cupcakes, Torrance. BabyCakesShop.com. Jackie?
It can't be overstated what she's saying about connecting with your community. It just makes all the difference in the world. I want to hear more about that, Christy. I'd love to hear more about when you did start going to mixers and chamber events. What happened?
People were able to put a face to the name of the business. And it's so incredibly important, especially in the South Bay. I think because we're sort of isolated back here, we're so far away from the freeway, people tend to really stay in these beach city communities and frequent the businesses. So that's really important. And something as personal as food, as baking, as cupcakes, you know, people have this really visceral connection to their food. And when they can talk to the person about it and, you know, be so excited about their favorite flavor or tell me what it is that they like, it really makes a huge impact, not only on me because I'm able to understand my customers and what they like and what they don't like, but people feel like I'm making it for them, which I am. And I wouldn't get that experience if I stayed inside of my bakery all day.
Right. Now, it's true that the South Bay is special. No one denies that. But actually, most people want to stay in their local communities, want to shop in their local communities, have pride in their local communities. And this is the sad thing about this. This is a human thing. It's built into our DNA. So when you go and you look at impoverished neighborhoods, inner city neighborhoods, people still want to shop in their local neighborhoods. But what they are given to choose from is not adequate and not healthy. And this is the genesis of the word food desert, or the phrase food deserts, where people have no healthy alternatives to shop except those that are outside of their neighborhood. So they shop in their local neighborhoods, which are not the healthiest stores to shop at, and then the results are evident, you know, an explosion in diabetes, an explosion in obesity around the country, and so forth and so on. So developing relationships is key. Now, how did you meet Heidi?
I met Heidi at a Chamber of Commerce event, just through some other mutual women in business that I knew and trusted and related really well to. And Heidi's, you know, such a vibrant personality, you know, you can't miss her.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I just have to say, Heidi, you know, the picture that we have for the show today is so amazing. I mean, it is, and I mean really from an artistic point of view, the dress, the hat, the glass of wine,
that picture,
Heidi, that picture. It's amazing.
We had fun that day.
How many glasses of wine did you go through?
We,
I won't say the exact number, but we had at least one glass in the picture, so you can count on one.
Right.
And I didn't send a picture of you on the back of the tractor. Maybe I should send that over to you guys. That one's fun, too. But they were local wineries. We went down to Temecula. It wasn't that far, so
it's,
we tried to
beautiful.
Keep it as local as possible. Thank you.
Shall we have a moment of silence for all that poor wine that perished in the earthquake in Napa?
Breaks my heart. Why didn't they strap down those barrels? They're in earthquake country. Come
everybody was asking that. Everybody was asking that. They live in earthquake country. They're surrounded by glass bottles. Why wouldn't they tie them down? That's
I don't know.
It's historic. It's historic. I mean, when you think of Heidi, when you think of what you can do for small businesses, how did you come up with this particular program, the Small Indie Business Grant Program?
Yeah, well, you know, starting my own business and bootstrapping, I know how tough it can be. And, you know, if you don't have the cash flow that month or, you know, you're having some challenges with your business, I thought, you know, there's got to be plenty of other small business owners out there who are sort of facing a similar challenge. And why not give them an opportunity to have that little, you know, shot of cash or, you know, just to help them take their business to the next level, whether that be reinvesting in a marketing campaign to really get the word out or, you know, buying equipment or even investing in their employees. I just realized that there weren't many options at the time either in terms of getting financing. So why not create a grassroots campaign to get more people aware and involved and make it open to the South Bay? I mean, my heart's in the South Bay. I've been here my whole life, and it's not just the beach cities. We're talking Torrance, Wameda, Carson, I mean, Mingus Hill. So, you know, I'm very familiar with the entire South Bay area.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to give the businesses another alternative. And it's a fun way of doing it because when they apply for the grant, then it's an opportunity for them to get a little more exposure about their business because we're sharing it out, they're sharing it out to their fans, and it's really sort of bringing people together to support the business.
Mm-hmm. So last year, Christie's company, Baby Cakes Baking Company, won. And how did that happen? How did that go? What exactly did Christie get?
Christie was our top grand prize winner. So we had a little ceremony there at her bakery in Torrance. And I remember it very well because, you know, we showed up with a big Ed McMahon-style check.
Yeah.
And I remember people driving by the bakery there on Hawthorne and the people sort of stopping and saying, what's going on over there? And what was great was indirectly, like the next couple of days, I ran into somebody at a chamber mixer and they said, you know, I saw something happening over there at Baby Cakes. What was that? And she had driven by and she saw the whole thing going on. And so it was kind of funny because it created some interest even there live in front of the store. So we awarded Christie and her team with the check, and we also included her, because she is a locally based business, we included her certification. So she is a certified locally owned business in Florence, and we gave her a complimentary membership. So that's just another way for a small business to brand itself and to wave their flag and say, we're indie, we're independent. We're locally based. You know that when you shop here or buy from me, that you're recirculating more of your dollars in your community to keep the community healthy, wealthy, and vibrant. So we included that as part of our grant award packages, which gives them exposure at the shop local website and helps boost their SEO as well, because the more sites that are pointing back to your company, then the higher rankings on Google and can dominate your space for your company. So they want a big check, and they want a real check that they can deposit at the bank.
Right.
and we had a little...
I've always wondered about that. Do people walk into the bank with that big check?
We might try it this year just to see what happens.
it's a great concept. Certifiedlocallyowned.com. It's a great concept. I mean, I liken it to when I say that I'm consumed lately by the local business movement. It's really local food movement. I'm eventually going to be pushing for USDA organic certification for growing food on my own farm right here in the South Bay. And so stay tuned for that. But, you know, I want to encourage people to call in if they have questions. CertifiedLocallyOwned.com, great website, shoplocal.us. And if you'd like to join the conversation, please do. You can join us at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. Please call. We'd love to have your comment or question. We're talking about the Small Indie Business Grant Program, sponsored by shoplocal.us. And Heidi Butzin is with us and Christy Langlais. And we're excited to talk about cupcakes and
food. We love
food.
Talking about food.
We love talking about food. We love
my favorite topic.
So in a couple minutes, we're going to go to a station break. But before we do that, though, Christy, what kind of an impact did winning the grand prize Small Indie Business Grant Program have on your business?
Well, it gave me a lot more visibility and a true understanding of not only how I could impact other local businesses, but the impact that I was really making in my own community. You know, Heidi explained it in a way that I never really, really thought about outside of, you know, my own employees, but really keeping the money here, hiring local young people. So all of that really solidified for me and made me feel even more connected here, as well as I used the grant money and reinvested it in another local business to learn more about marketing and things that I didn't really understand.
Right. Unfortunately, Christy, this is the world we live in. Most small business owners, I don't know what the number is, but it's staggering even still to me, over 50% of small businesses do not have a website of any kind. And it's incredible. How can they even be in business, you wonder? And they're living on, you know, referrals, and they had some special relationships, so they started their business, and they're scrambling, and they need help, and they need to join a chamber to create a community if they don't have one already, and they need to get out there and meet people and build relationships. And as you said, it's not just the relationships with customers, but other business owners that translate into business down the road. It's very, very important, and hopefully more small business owners will get the message. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. So we're going to take a station break and talk more about shopping local, shoplocal.us, and all things cupcakey and baby cakey we're going to talk about right after station break. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
Okay.
And that's a local business, that's a local company, local people, right?
Right.
Not a big national conglomerate. They're right here in our backyard.
But they have national expertise.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes. And somebody agrees with us.
Yes. Unfortunately, yes. That's my daughter's dog. So, okay.
They're fans.
Yeah. Tell us, Heidi, more about the small indie program, small indie business grant program, and what's coming up for this year?
We're so excited because we've gone really big with the grant program. We've actually expanded it into a much bigger program that can really bring the community together this year in October. So with regards to the grant program, it's called the Small Indie Business Grant because we're looking at independently owned businesses. And the reason for that is really because, you know, the small businesses who don't have the benefit perhaps from a marketing or recognition perspective of a national brand, let's say like a Subway, you know, people already know what you're selling when you're a Subway. So it's the independent guys, so it's, you know, Mike's Sub Shop or whatever. Those are the ones that we're looking at, the independent. Baby Cakes is an independently owned company. They're not part of a national chain. And those are the folks that we're looking at. Those are the businesses that we are offering this opportunity to. And what they do is they go to our website, shoplocal.us. There's a big box there to access the grant program. They fill out their application, and there are some thought-provoking questions in that application. It's not just, you know, what are you going to use the money for? We want to see that they've been active in the community. They've worked on some local collaborative efforts, which obviously Christy and Baby Cakes is a great example of that, which is part of why they won last year. And we also want to know about the challenges and milestones that their business has overcome, and then to explain how they would use those funds. And this year we're changing it a little bit. Last year was kind of like, you know, writing a bit of an essay and looking back and putting your best foot forward. But this year we're also asking people to submit a 2-minute or less video that says what is the one thing that's absolutely going to help your business take off or grow and that you would use the grant fund for. So we get to see them. You know, they can get as creative as they want. They can have as much fun with it as they want. They can hire a professional, or they can just whip out the iPhone and just do their video on their own. We want to make it simple and easy for people and also to have them, you know, enjoy the process. So that's the grant program. And then what we'll be doing is they have until September 30th to apply. And then our review panel will be looking at the winners, and we'll celebrate those winners at our event called the South Bay Business Matters, and that will be on October 29th at the Toyota USA Auto Museum in Florence. And so we're going to invite our finalists and obviously the whole community. We're expecting over 100 people to attend. And the finalists won't know who the exact winners are until that night. So there's a bit of suspense attached to the contest, and it kind of makes it exciting. So we're very excited to do this. We're doubling the grant awards this year thanks to our sponsors and what we've been able to achieve over the past year in the community. So it really is all about giving back, and by participating in this event, people can even get greater exposure for their own business as well. So it kind of just reinvests and gives people right. further opportunities to get exposed.
Now, people should understand, of course, that the Small Indie Business Grant Awards, and Heidi, I just you are such an innovator. This is such a beautiful and wonderful thing. But it's not just money. There's a package that people get, the three lucky winners to qualify for a piece of the grant award package, valued at over $5,000. Talk about the different pieces, not just cash.
Yeah. I mean, there are three different actual cash awards that will be given. So it'll be a first, second, and third, if you will.
Right.
But in addition to that, we are going to include additional marketing benefits as well. Like I said, last year we included the Certified Locally Owned membership for a year, and we will continue to promote them at Shop Local for the next year. Plus, we're going to do another promotion around the Shop Mall Saturday in November, so they'll get another shot of publicity and recognition after the grant program is over. We'll feature our award winners through that program. So we're really combining what some of our sponsors can offer as well as what Shop Local can offer so that they get the full benefit of really going back to getting their brand out there and having the celebrations that they are certified locally owned and part of that family now. So There's a lot of value behind that, and really trying to maximize their visibility online and in the community. So they'll get all the benefits of being a certified locally-owned business as well.
This is a call to arms for any small business that wants to get more exposure, be a part of a community. This community that Heidi is building is bigger than just the award. You're going to meet a lot of very interesting, very excited and energetic small business people in the South Bay. So it might be worth it just to go to the event for that alone. And, of course, submitting your business for the grant is very important. And we're talking about Carson, El Segundo, Gardena, Hawthorne, Harbor City, Hermosa Beach, Inglewood, Lawndale, Lomita, Manhattan Beach, Palos Verdes Estates, Rancho Palos Verdes, Redondo Beach, Rolling Hills Estates, San Pedro, Torrance, Wilmington. We want you all to be represented in the Small Indie Business Grant Awards. So please do do apply. Please do. I think you're going to have a tremendous turnout, and I really hope that a lot of people apply, because the more people from the different communities that apply, the more value there will be for everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why it's a South Bay thing. It's not just relegated to one particular area. I see the South Bay as being sort of an ecosystem that we really do rely upon each other as neighbors. If one of our neighboring cities isn't doing so well, we feel the impact of that. So, it's honoring my roots, but it's also recognizing the business mavericks, the risk takers, people who aren't afraid to bootstrap and start a business and start it from the ground up like Christy did. All of those South Bay cities. I'm glad you named them all. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
So yeah, get involved.
So Christy, how are you doing at Baby Cakes Shop? That's two S's, babycakesshop.com.
Well, we're in our seventh year of business, and I feel like I've really settled in. Like, I really get it now.
Mm.
Took a while, but I really get it now. And I have a lot of freedom to continue to, really utilize my community and create those connections, as well as, I'm now very excited about the upcoming holiday season. It's always a little bit scary just because of the increase in volume that we have over the next several months, but it's really exciting too. It's tradition. It feels, when people come in that I see once or twice a year, it really feels like family coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really exciting. It really feels good. But small business is tough. There's a lot of ups and downs. With the drought that we're experiencing, that has an impact on all of my dry ingredients. And so there's always these changes that are unexpected, and I just sort of have to, go with the flow and make little changes here and there to how I'm doing and how I'm spending. But it's just one of those challenges that definitely keeps me on my toes.
Christy, I understand it that I think it was Heidi that told me about this, that initially, if you won the grant money, you were going to buy new equipment for your business, like a refrigerator or oven or something. But then when you did win it, you realized the importance of social media. So I want to hear a little bit about that. What did you end up doing with that?
Well, I was posting my daily specials on Facebook, and I had a Twitter account that I use sometimes. But there's this word, this term engagement that I kept hearing, and I had no idea what that meant. So I enlisted a local marketing company, and they helped create a mobile app for us, really taught me how to utilize Facebook to its full potential. And we also created in-store free Wi-Fi for our customers. And all of that, it's so important and so often overlooked. In my busy morning, I feel like, oh, well, I'll get to it when I get to it. But it's vital. It's vital that in the morning my customers that can't come in here know what my flavors are, because it gets them excited, and it gets me excited to see what people are reacting to. And that's a skill that I didn't have. So having that grant money from Shop Local allowed me to expand my business in a way that wasn't available to me before.
So it was something that you would have liked to have done, but you're like, but I just don't have the budget for it.
Yeah, no way. I just didn't have the budget for it. And I also didn't understand until kind of seeing what Heidi was doing on her own Facebook page and in her own marketing, and really, really getting the value of that. And it just sort of was there back there in my head, and I said, you know, I can buy a piece of equipment to showcase what I have, but that's only going to affect the people that are in the store. That's not going to affect everybody else. That's not going to impact them. They're not going to see what I have here.
Wow.
Yeah, that's big thinking. That's big thinking.
It's big thinking, but, you know, and it does take a little investment, but it also is about changing our mindsets. I still run into business people who say, oh, that Facebook, I'll never get involved with those guys. They're just, you know, privacy, you know, Nazis or something like that. It's crazy for people to get that kind of an attitude about a website because it's very, very useful. I see here facebook.com/shoplocalus. Facebook.com/shoplocalus. 4,300 likes, 4,376 likes. When Heidi posts, that can have national or even international reach. It's very important. And it's available to small businesses for not that much more money. And, of course, establishing the page on Facebook is free. And then maybe getting some local help from someone who understands social media can be critical to growing a business. It's critical. You've done extremely well with the resources that you have. You're one of the winners, literally, in the local community. What would you say to a business owner out there who perhaps doesn't have a website, isn't involved in Facebook, doesn't have a Facebook page, doesn't go to chamber meetings, doesn't want to give the chamber $100, $200 a year? What would you say to them?
Well, I would say that they're really missing out on a fantastic opportunity. Not only there something that's of value. And if you're not telling anybody about not, so there's that, but there's also there's so much value to get from other people. So much value to get from their story or other people in business. You know, the women in business that I've met have been incredibly inspiring and supportive, really funneling business my way and creating new ideas with me. It's just so important to get out of your comfortable little world where you know exactly what's going on inside. And it's tough. It's really tough to manage your business, but, you know, make an effort. Do it at least once a week.
Now, Christy, I want to practice because I read this book called The E-Myth, The Entrepreneur Myth, and Heidi, did you recommend that book to me?
Oh, I don't know. We've been talking so long.
I know. But it feels like you did because in that book, he talks to, in the entrepreneur myth, the real sort of heart and soul of the message of Michael Gerber's The E-Myth is that the entrepreneur myth getting, and it happened to be a bake shop, was one of his signature sort of illustrations. A woman involved in her baking. The baking was spiritual to her. The smell, the feel, the heat, the employees that she loved. But she focused so much on the quality of the product that she forgot about, you know, the outside and the key strategy, he says, is you need to think about your shop, your business, as a product. The business is the product. and you're going to create a product that you can step outside of and watch as it operates, where you don't do anything. You watch the machine run that you created, this machine called a business. Are you able to leave for a week and have your business run exactly as it is today?
Well, gosh, not yet.
No.
I think that it will happen someday. I'm able to leave for a couple of days at a time, and my staff handles everything really well.
That's progress. You're making progress.
Exactly.
You're sort of weaning yourself off the addiction.
Mm-hmm.
The addiction of Christy. If Christy's not here, nothing functions, because you have to wean yourself off of that before you can step back and see your business from a new, higher perspective. And that's the key from the E-Myth, Michael Gerber.
Absolutely.
So, okay, a couple of days. Well, when you get up to 7 days, then you're really going to be doing amazing. Heidi, I just want to we're going to do this maybe two times more. We want to make sure we get all the dates and the numbers. Shoplocal.us for people to sign up for the Small Indie Business Grant Program. But what are the dates?
The deadline to apply for the grant is September 30th, and the event and the announcements will be on October 29th.
Yeah.
And that announcement will be happening at the South Bay Business Mavericks event that's happening. You can go to southbaybusinessmavericks.com to get more information about the event itself. If you wanted to get involved in that way, perhaps you may not be a small indie business that would apply for the grant or qualify, but you'd want to get involved in other ways, because our sponsors do, you know, contribute towards those grant amounts. So it's a really great way to give back to those small businesses and declare your support for the community. So shoplocal.us and southbaybusinessmavericks.com.
Awesome. southbaybusinessmavericks.com.
Yeah. I told you we went big this year.
Wow. You just keep coming up with these great organizations. And you must have a team of 20 or 30 people helping.
You know, I finally figured out how to clone people. We've got thousands here. No, I'm kidding. I have a great team behind me. It is small but mighty, and hopefully, when I can get to that 7-year mark with my business, like Christy has, then I will have even more people. So I mean, that's part of it. You work on your business or in your business, but you build a system so you're not a cog in the wheel. So I look forward to that day when I can continue to add more people to my team.
Right. Right. Now, is South Bay Business Mavericks a website on its own, or?
Yes.
Okay. And we're.
Yes, it's basically just about the event. So it talks about the grant program as well as the sponsorship opportunities. It's a way for people to register for the event if they want to attend as well.
Okay. But you can also go to shoplocal.us/South Bay Business Mavericks with dashes in the middle, right?
Yeah, it's just easier to. Or the other one. They can get to it either way, through the Shop Local site.
Okay, great. And Christy, we'd love to have your contact information for baby cakes if people want exceptional baby cakes baked from scratch. How do they find you, and where are you located?
We're located at 24205 Hawthorne Boulevard in the city of Torrance. We're a block and a half south of Pacific Coast Highway on the west side of the street. We have a big, really cute pink and white striped sign. You can't miss it. We're at babycakesshop.com on the web. And you can also find us on Facebook at Baby Cakes Baking Company.
All right.
Joe, can I just add one thing? I have to give a shout-out to Christy. I gave her what I thought was an impossible order. I had family members who were lactose intolerant and had a sugar intolerance. And she still managed to make the most amazing cupcakes. I don't know how she did it. I swear she's got magic bottled in that shop somewhere. But they were amazing. And I actually told people, these are good for you. These are healthy. You can eat them. So she'll custom order or custom make to your order. It was really great because my family could have cupcakes again. So,
I have a question for Christy. Christy, can you do gluten-free?
Absolutely. I do gluten-free cupcakes and cookies. I do vegan, so everything's dairy-free, and I can do do a combination thereof. We also do sugar-free, as Heidi mentioned. And, you know, really my goal is to be able to give something to everyone. Everyone deserves a treat. And I don't want anybody to feel excluded when they come into the bakery.
I'm always amazed. You know, there's something very holistic about the way you describe your business, and I can feel, Christy, that you think of Baby Cakes not just as a bakery, but as something that people can find comfort and solace in. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well,
Joe, you've got sugar on the brain. We need to do a commercial.
Sorry.
We need to get to a commercial. I'm sorry to interrupt. All right,
do.
Okay.
Jackie.
All right. The South Bay by Jackie Weekend Guide is brought to you by Rockin' Brews PCH. Rockin' Brews PCH is proud to serve an extensive menu of casual American comfort food and over 100 craft beers in their family-friendly backstage beer garden at the beach. Now you can get all your favorite Rock and Brews menu items, such as Asian spicy wings and the Maui Waui pizza to go. Call in your order or stop by on the way home, and it'll be ready in minutes. In addition, Rock and Brews is making party planning fun and easy with its new catering menu. Rock and Brews PCH is conveniently located at the crossroads of Pacific Coast Highway and Palos Verdes Boulevard and has plenty of on-site parking. For all the delicious details, visit the website at rockandbrews.com, Rock and Brews, that's all spelled out, .com. Or call 310-378-4970. And because we are running out of time, I am not going to go through all of this. I'm just going to hit some of the highlights. Tonight, Tabula Rasa Essentials is hosting a rooftop Rydell Glass Tasting Vitis Series. Tonight, Thursday, August 28th, the event starts at 6 p.m., with the tasting beginning promptly at 6:30. Attendees will receive a four-piece Vitis tasting set, which is an $180 value, glass and wine education, premium wines and wine bites provided by Tin Roof Bistro. Featured wineries include Duckhorn, Tambor Bay, Prodigal, and Ragushi. Bacchus Wine, made simple, will be pouring the drinks. The cost is $160 per person, and seating is limited. I'm not sure if this is sold out. So if you want to go, call 310-318-3385 to reserve a seat. And the event's taking place on the roof of Tabula Rasa, located at 919A. Manhattan Avenue in downtown Manhattan Beach. Summer surf movies at Metlocks Plaza tonight, Disney's Lilo and Stitch. That's tonight, Thursday, August 28th. The fun begins at 6:30, raffles at 7:15, and the movie starts at 7:30. That's in Metlocks Plaza at 13th Street and Morningside Drive in Manhattan Beach. Redondo Beach, summer family films Under the Stars, Friday, August 29th. All Quiet on the Western Front. It's going to be the last movie of the season at Alta Vista Park, located at 715 Julie Street in Redondo. And I just received word yesterday that the Doma Kitchen Backyard Barbecue event has been postponed. However, they will still be selling their lamb sliders and German bratwurst all weekend long. You can check them out, all the information on their website, www.domakitchencafe.com. Hermosa Beach, Fiesta Hermosa this weekend, Saturday, August 30th through Monday, September 1st, from 10 to 6 p.m. each day. We all know about that. We'll probably all see each other there. City of Manhattan Beach, the final concert in the park this Sunday, August 31st, featuring the classic rock of Danny Curry from 5 to 7 p.m., Pollywog Park, last one of the season. Gosh, it goes so fast this summer. Dance the Night Away at South Bay Galleria Zumba Kids Club on Tuesday, September 2nd. They're hosting the Zumba Dance with Adventureplex. It's a fun, free class that incorporates exercise for kids of all ages, and they'll learn the exciting moves of Zumba and dance the night away with their friends. This is at South Bay Galleria. If you want some more information on that, www.southbaygalleria.com. And next Tuesday, Ortega 120 hosts Tequila University, the first Tuesday of every month. That's next Tuesday, September 2nd. Ortega 120 is located at 1814 South Pacific Coast Highway in Redondo Beach. It only costs $20. It's a great time. Tequila University. Learn everything you need to know about that. And Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce, they're doing a backyard barbecue opportunity drawing. it's going to be the barbecue of the summer. The winner will receive all the essentials courtesy of contributing local businesses. Core Events is going to donate $1,000 in party rentals. Box DJs will provide a DJ for 4 hours. Grow, the produce shop, is going to have all the food, including 20 pounds of tri-tip and 15 bone-in, 1-inch thick pork chops. And Goose Island Brewery is going to provide beer. Combined, it's over a $2,500 value. Tickets on sale, $20 each, or six tickets for $100. And they can be purchased through the website, www.manhattanbeachchamber.com. As always, be sure to check the calendar links and Things to Do page on my website, southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events happening throughout the South Bay. And as I said, I didn't mention everything. There's a ton of stuff. All the last of the outdoor concerts, the last of all the outdoor movies, it's all done this weekend. So you got 3 days to squeeze it all in.
There's always a ton of stuff at southbaybyjackie.com.
Yeah, but the summer stuff is coming to an end.
Oh, no.
It's always sad, yeah.
Don't say
yeah.
it.
Yeah, well, it is. I have to. Somebody has to say it.
First of all, Heidi Butzin, I want to give you all the props, all the accolades that you deserve as an author, an entrepreneur, a wine aficionado, and really a hero in the shop local movement around the country. I think that you really have done something that I've not seen happening. I mean, other people are obviously involved around the country, but you're creating something that can truly impact communities around the country and make a difference in people's lives.
Thanks, Joe. I really appreciate that, and that's what it's about. You know, it's not just a fancy marketing campaign.
I think some people, you know, may wonder, how do you make money doing what you're doing?
Well, I actually do charge for membership. When you get certified, you have different levels of membership that you can join Shop Local at. So along with that comes a number of benefits in terms of how much exposure you get. We can do press releases. We can do events at your location to draw the community to you. So there's different levels. So they pay an annual fee, and some of our early adopters have been grandfathered in, and we're continuing to grow. So people find us online in different states across the U.S., and I love that because I can talk to small business owners everywhere from, you know, Florida, Texas, North Carolina to Northern California, where they have the earthquake. So,
right.
You know, that's how I make my money, to be completely open and honest. There are different membership levels.
Right.
And so those businesses help support my business, and then I give back. So that's what it's about.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Christy Lenglace, you are doing something that most people dream of, to be able to go out on your own. You do not have to commute to L.A. or the West Side or to, you know, I used to work in Pasadena, Irvine, wherever the commute is, you don't have to do it. Tell us a little bit about that zeitgeist, being your own person, being your own small business owner.
It's both satisfying and terrifying every single day. you know, you just never know what's going to happen. But I love it. I certainly did not do it alone. I could not have done this without the love and support of my family. And I couldn't keep it alive without people like Heidi being a champion for small business.
Right. It takes a village, and you're doing something for our village that is very exciting. You're not just being a small business owner. You're actually providing kind of a way forward for other business owners. As they see what you do and they hear how you've done it, you're providing them a roadmap. And we're glad to be a part of it, as always. The South Bay Show is thrilled to have you both. Thank you so much, Heidi and Christy, for joining us.
Thank you, Joe and Jackie.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Jackie, any final words?
No.
We're having such a great time, ladies and gentlemen. We have just a few seconds. Please join us tomorrow for the Manhattan Beach 360. We're going to be talking about small business again or anything chamber-related, Manhattan Beach chamber-related, and we'd love to have you at 8 o'clock on this same channel. And then have a fabulous Labor Day weekend. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
We'll see you soon. Bye-bye now.